Welcome back to the Euchtropolis podcast. This is a short bonus episode, a little tidbit that came out in our last Euchtropolis Live. This was a question from the chat about how to minimize the string squeaking as you slide along it. And in my answer, you'll hear me mention a new resource that I've been working on for a long time now. It's called Raga Lele, and I've written this with my friend and colleague Saili Tank from India. And it is, as the name suggests, classical Indian ragas arranged for ukulele. Now, you wouldn't believe it, but this works out beautifully on the ukulele. I never thought that I would be able to access the beauty and the mystery of classical Indian music. But it turns out that the ukulele is a great portal to that incredible tradition that's about 6,000 years old. I mean, it's amazing to think that we can tap into that with just the four strings of the ukulele. I did not think it would be possible, but the more we worked on it, the more we realized that we were onto something unique. So if you've hit the beginner's plateau and you're looking for something to jolt you out of that rut, or if you're just curious about this unique ukulele resource, check out ragalele.com and keep your eyes peeled for a free introductory lesson in the next issue of Ukulele Magazine. Okay, now back to the bonus episode. Enjoy. Okay, well, do we have any other, do we have any burning questions in the chat so far? Well, let me see. Checking. Oh, we've got one here from Sun, Wind, Water, Rain. I like your handle. That's cool. Who says, how do you minimize squeaking, that squeaking sound, when you're sliding a bar shape along the neck? That's a good question. In fact, this question came up a couple of times over the past few weeks over at Euchtropolis as well. So it's right on topic. Let me think. How do I do it? You know what? It's been so long since I really dug in on this that I'm sort of, All I can say is there's a big difference in the string that you have. If you have a metal string, this is going to be a much bigger issue for you. If you have nylon strings, which I have and which I always use, I'm very old-fashioned when it comes to strings. I just like my old, clear nylon. You know, like, I know there are so many space-age materials that people are making strings out of these days, and they're amazing. I mean, you've got the Nile gut, and you've got the fluorocarbon, and you've got titanium, and who knows what else. And I just always go back to not only the sound but also the feel of clear nylon. I'm very simple person. I guess I just like what I like. And one of the benefits, I guess, of that is that you don't have any wound strings. Even when I play a low G, I find a really thick nylon string and I put it on the low G so that I don't have that squeaking or that change in tone when I go onto the fourth string. And I really like sliding. Especially, I've just been working on a book with Saili Tank, which is a book of Indian ragas arranged for ukulele. And this book is coming out soon. In fact, there's going to be a free lesson from the book in the next ukulele magazine that's coming out. So we're really excited about that. And in classical Indian music, there's a lot of sliding. And if you have to deal with squeaking when you're doing those kind of quick slides, it sort of takes the fun out of it, doesn't it? So one thing, I mean, there's a few things you can do. one thing is actually consider, first of all, going with clear nylon and nothing wound, no metal strings. Another thing is you can look at like a product that is actually a solution for this. I, at one point in the studio, years and years ago, I was really getting bugged by the squeaking at that time. And I found a little product called Fast Fret, and it's like a soapy brush that you brush along the strings, and it creates kind of a soapy film on the strings, and your fingers just fly, you know, up and down, almost too much. And it eliminates the sound and the friction, and you just poof. So you could look at something like that. That one, if I remember right, it was called Fast Fret. I don't use it anymore. But it worked at the time, and maybe it'll work for you. I think overall, just that delicate kind of dance of releasing the pressure just enough as you're moving. I think sometimes it's tempting to think that you need to be clamped down on the string at always at the same pressure, even in, as you're moving. And that's where you get squeaking and you get more damage to your fingertip, and you don't get as expressive a slide. If I clamp down and I stay clamped on that note with the same intensity and I move my finger, you can hear every single note in between. Did you hear it? Diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle, like that. That's because I'm really pushing hard as I'm sliding. And you hear every single speed bump of a fret as I go over. Like that. If you're hearing every single fret, g-ding, 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 all the way up as you move, then you're just pushing too hard through the slide. And you have to lighten up once the finger starts moving. And then you'll get a nice smooth movement. So you kind of feel like you're levitating through the slide, and then you come back down firmly onto the arrival note. Now, I know the question was about chords, but sometimes it's good to just start with a single string and understand what's happening. And then you can move that into your chords. I would just start practicing with a single finger. And that same idea of levitating and very light touch as you're moving, and then coming back down, you know, firmly on the arrival position. It's tricky, but it does come with time. And it comes with not just time, because it's not like you can just put your ukulele under your pillow and hope to be better the next morning. It comes with playing and playing and playing and playing and playing some more. So I don't know if that's helpful, but those are some of my thoughts on how you minimize that squeakiness and that bumpity 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 bump sound that you might get when you're moving between chord positions.